Would you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? Then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
On a dark street, on a cold night, pizza's cooking in a storefront oven. On the corner, a boy is waiting. The moonlight feels cold and desperate. Some hidden sadness is bound down. Attention lives all over town. Ready to burst open into driving, burning, exploding sound.
Midnight and the sound of rain. Sarah's on her way again. I see her smile and close her eyes, shutting off the world outside.
Third Avenue rumbles all around her, so unaffected by the chaos that surrounds her. Ready works to the music in her head. It's a perfect song, moving her around.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'm your host for this show today, as always. Thank you very much to Duncan for another amazing show. This week, I'm not feeling it this week. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a terrible week so far. And so it's one of those weeks where you're like, I don't want to leave the home. I don't want to leave the bed. I just want to stay in bed for a good 7 days. It's one of those. But you know what? I'm doing this for you guys. So I have some brand new stuff to share with you this week. Maybe some shows to tell you about. I don't know. Maybe some good news, maybe some bad news. But I started off today's show with The Bouncing Souls off of the latest album, The Gold Record. The song's called The Pizza Song. And I actually, when I was choosing the song to play, I was like, The Pizza Song. I either really like this song or didn't like it at all. Thought I really liked it. Turns out I didn't. Not that I didn't like it at all, I just didn't like it as much as I thought I remembered liking it. Keep it like that. Totally. I had a story coming up. Now it's gone. Something like that. It's totally gone. So, if you have any requests, you can give me a call. You're in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And podcasts for this show, Duncan's show, and a whole buttload of other shows in CITR. Can be found through our website, which is www.citr.ca. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon. The weather is so great. I hate talking about the weather because I think it's like, people always say it's one of those things that you talk about when you have nothing else to talk about, but how can I not talk about the weather today? Have you seen how gorgeous it is outside? It's actually, I even felt like it was kind of warm and I didn't even need to wear my jacket, which is a big thing for me because I have terrible circulation and so I'm constantly cold. But if I think it's kind of warm outside, imagine what everybody else thinks it's like. It's beautiful. So go out and enjoy it if you can. Let's start off this show with some brand new Anti-Flag. I thought they just put out a new album, but I think it was like a benefit album or something, so maybe it wasn't like, it didn't count as like a new LP or whatever. But anyways, here's another new one. It's called The Bright Lights of America, and let's play the title track. So brand new Anti-Flag on We All Fall Down. We'll be right back.
don't live in a vacuum any more than I do. It's more like a closet, so I'll leave a deposit with you. We're indivisible. It's our madcap hill square. The world's invisible. Make it move anywhere. It's the same man, ask Richard Feynman, he drew the plan. We're indivisible. It's all math and you square. The world's invisible. Make it move anywhere. One foot in the cosmos, eyeball to eyeball we stand. If you think it's the same man, ask Richard Feynman, he drew the plan. We're indivisible. It's all madcap you square. The world's invisible. Make it move anywhere. We're indivisible. It's all madcap you square. The world's invisible. Make it move anywhere.
April edition of Discorder magazine is on the streets now. Features include Ryan McMahon, The Great Outdoors, winners of last year's Shindig competition, and the cover story is an interview with Hot Chip. As always, Discorder features the newest recorded and live music reviews, CITR program guide, and the top 50 charts for the month. The April edition of Discorder can be found everywhere that's remotely cool and is brought to you by the staff and volunteers of Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
And the subsequent iconography. Held tight these mythologies. And the subsequent iconography.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was Be Your Own Pet off of their latest full-length album entitled Get Awkward. That song was called Twisted Nerve. Before Be Your Own Pet, you heard The Hostage Life off of their White Jesus EP. That was the title track. And part of that was some brand new Dirt Bombs off of their album We Have You Surrounded. That song was called Indivisible, and the Dirt Bombs are coming to play another show in Vancouver, and they always sell out every time they're here, and they might even be sold out already. I don't know. But if you are remotely interested in seeing them, I highly suggest picking up your tickets now. And it's funny how I never heed my own advice. I always fail. I always drop the ball when it comes to picking up tickets for shows, and then maybe like 2 weeks before the show, I'm like, yeah, I think I'll go. I think I'll go pick up a ticket. No, I can't because it's sold out. So don't be me. Be a bit smarter than that. And I started off that set with some brand new Anti-Flag off of their album, The Bright Lights of America. That is also the title track. You can check out my playlists online on the World Wide Web. Check out what I played each and every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. What else is going on? Oh, I played Be Your Own Pet because they opened for the Ravenettes when the Ravenettes are here, I think, beginning of March. And maybe if you didn't go, and maybe if you, even if you went, you would like to read a show review about it, because the show review came out in the new April Discorder, that monthly magazine brought to you from CITR 101.9 FM. We have an amazing team of people working on our monthly magazine / newspaper type thing. And it's free for you, the reader, to pick up anywhere around town. I've seen it at the library, seen it at record stores, seen it at comic book stores. And Hot Chip is on the cover this month. There are show reviews for the Ravenettes, and I wrote one for the Hives. And there's a pretty epic calendar right in the middle. We have a calendar centerfold every month, and the illustration for this month's calendar is, I think, my favorite thus far. It's pretty rad. I just want to say that I do love centaurs, and you know what? Go check out for yourself. How about we get to some brand new stuff by The Sword. The Sword released a new album called Gods of the Earth, as you probably noticed if you listen to my show, and I'm really stoked to go see them in Seattle on April 22nd. I'm planning like a whole vacation around it. I know Seattle's not the most exotic location, but it's pretty close. I'm really lazy, and I don't know, sometimes money's an issue, as you probably know. So let's get to some brand new Sword on We All Fall Down. We'll be right back.
Baby, the beast.
That was AFI off of their album, The Art of Drowning. The song's called Of Greetings and Goodbyes. Do you remember when AFI sounded like that? When they were, like, pretty rad, at least in my opinion? Yeah, me too. I don't know what happened. I don't know. It makes me kind of sad. Let me just tell you what I played before I go off into a tangent. AFI, and then before that was Spread Eagle off of Magnus Bestia. Song was called Kiss the Kings, and I started off that set with a sword off of their brand new album Gods of the Earth. That song was called The Maiden, The Mother, and The Crone. God, I love them. They're so nerdy, and I love nerds. But I played AFI because Alkaline Trio are coming out with a new album, and I got really excited about it for a second, but then I realized that the last time I got really excited about an album like AFI's new album coming out, I don't want to say let down, but I was kind of let down. It wasn't what I expected, and I'm just afraid that Alkaline Trio might do the same. They have a brand new single out. It's called Help Me, but I'm not going to play it because I don't really know how I feel about it yet. And maybe I might jinx it. It might be like the beginning of the end or something. This might be like a repeat with what happened when AFI released December Underground. So I don't want that to happen. But Alkaline Trio, they're releasing a new album. It's called Agony and Irony, and it's coming out July 1st. So I don't know. I'll mull it over for a bit and think about it. But if you're really curious, their new singles all over the World Wide Web, so I'm sure you could find it somewhere. But how about we play some old Alkaline Trio? Some old Alkaline Trio that I know is good, at least in my opinion. Good, in quotations, because we can't really, I don't know, impose an opinion on you. But how about some old Alkaline Trio off of their record, Maybe I'll Catch Fire? This is called You've Got So Far to Go on We All Fall Down.
I heard everybody's voice cut out when you spoke. And I watched all the lights go dim when your eyes opened. Well, I can't believe you showed up. What do I do now? It's last call, time to go. But before we say goodnight, let's walk home. Let's be afraid. Wanna grab you by the hand and kiss you so hard. Let's do it right. Run under a street light.
You are listening to What We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was Alkaline Trio off of Maybe I'll Catch Fire. The song was called You've Got So Far to Go. I wanted to tell you about shows coming up in the near future that I would hope you'd be interested in. I haven't been to a show in a while because I suck. Like, I can't find the motivation to go out nowadays, and I don't know, it makes me kind of sad because I'm missing out on a lot of really good shows, and instead I'm not doing anything particularly awesome, you know? I'm just sitting at home like, got video games, got a book I can read. It's kind of cold outside. So hopefully with the coming of summer, I will be more motivated to go out and go check out more shows. And so maybe I can live vicariously for you guys. At least for now. So go away, and go to some shows. What's going on? Chiodos are playing with Protest the Hero and Fall of Troy, April 11th. What's the date today? The 10th? I don't even know. I think 11th is tomorrow at the Croatian Cultural Center. The next week we have the Taste of Chaos Tour coming through to Vancouver. Featuring Atreyu, Avenged Sevenfold, Bless the Fall, other bands that I can't really read because I can't read my writing. That is happening the 17th of April at the Peony Forum. Warped Tour is not coming to Vancouver this year. So instead, we get the Taste of Chaos. I don't know about that, guys. What else is going on? The Unseen are playing with Tiger Army April 28th at the Croatian Cultural Center. As I Lay Dying is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with August Burns Red and Misery Signals April 29th, Croatian Cultural Center. Goldfinger is coming to Vancouver April 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. Where have they been? I don't know. It's been a long time since I've heard anything from them. What else is going on? Dream Theater. Dream Theater, Opeth, and Between the Buried and Me are playing at the Orpheum May 6th. Then the next week, The Kills are coming to Vancouver. That's happening May 14th at Richards on Richards. They have a brand new album, which I may or may not play for you, depending on if I remember or not. What else is going on? Attack in Black is coming back to Vancouver to play a show May 15th at the Plaza Club. Then after that, we have the Gigantour coming to Vancouver featuring Megadeth, Children of Bodom, High on Fire, Job for Cowboy, and I think that's it. That's happening the 16th of May at the P&E Pacific Coliseum. Coheed and Cambria are coming back to Vancouver to play a show. They're playing with Baroness at the Commodore Ballroom May 21st. That should be a rad show. And The Cure are coming to Vancouver. That is happening May 26th at GM Place. Ooh, Killswitch Engage, Poison the Well, The End, and the... I can't read that. Throwdown, looks like. May 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And the Reverend Horton Heat are also coming to play a show here with Nashville Pussy. June 26th. Sorry, I can't read my writing. June 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. And Alice Cooper is also coming to Vancouver September 19th, playing at the Center for Performing Arts. As far as local shows, I didn't do too much research into that, but the Hits are playing with the Vicious Cycles, the TVs, and Swamp Sex Robots at the Railway Club April 25th, so about the end of this month or so. That should be a rad show to check out. Maybe I will muster up the motivation to go to a show such as that end of April. Wow. Brain fart. Forgot what I was going to say. So, we are just going to get to some music. I feel kind of bad because the Transmitters have played so many shows within the past little bit. And when I say so many, it's maybe like three or something. And I haven't gone to any of them. And I always say that I'm going to, but then I don't. And then I feel kind of shitty about it. So, I'm going to play some Transmitters. Not that that justifies it or rectifies the situation or makes anything better, but maybe I'll go to their next show or their next show. This is some Transmitters off of their self-titled full-length album on We All Fall Down.
I'm not buying it. I'm black and blue, and all because
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thanks for listening and calling in, guys. Robin is coming up next with the Ink Studs. Then at 3, we have Brendan coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. It's just going to be a party all day. Right, Robin? The Thursday afternoon party?
Let's get a party party.
It's a weekly party that I really don't look forward to ever. You can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can download podcasts for this show, even Robin's show, if you wanted to.
Inkstuds.com.
At citr.ca or inkstuds.com. Whatever. Not that anyone goes to that website anyways, except for Robin's mom.
And my dad.
And your dad. And all those... I no, I don't want to go there. Every time I go down that road, it just, I don't know, Robin, it's like you embrace it. So I'm going to leave you guys at that. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back next Thursday. I'll leave you off now with some DOA.
One man can't.